But it is football season. You've got a lot of football on your Mountain Dog Media family of networks tonight. On KFIZ, our sister station, Fondy and Appleton North, an FVA battle for you, high school. And right here on K107.1 at 5 o'clock, the coverage will commence. The kickoff at 7 as the Raiders come into Green Bay. The Packers' first home game of the season comes on Friday, August 22nd. We bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Back at Lambeau, it's that third preseason game. This is the game, right, that the starters typically play the most. We should expect maybe a half from Aaron Rodgers and these guys, or are the Packers going to maybe reel them back a little bit?
Yeah, it's typically, historically, the game where the starters play the most. I think under head coach Mike McCarthy, it's maybe not been as long as it used to be once, you know, probably a decade ago, where the starters might go into the third quarter. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers and the guys, Mike McCarthy has said Aaron Rodgers will play at least more than one series, but kind of has been hesitant to say how much he'll play. Could depend on how the Packers do. You know, if Aaron Rodgers goes out there for two drives and scores two touchdowns, well, they might feel pretty good and pull him then. And they're going to want to get a long look at the backup quarterbacks too, like Matt Flynn and Scott Tolzien. Those guys are still fighting jobs. For a job, they're neck and neck in the quarterback race, so that's what it's looking like to shape up here on Friday evening.
We've talked about it a little bit, and there's been some discussion lately. Is this a team that keeps two quarterbacks? That's what the Packers have normally done under Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy. If they keep two quarterbacks, I don't even know who you go with. You're probably going to lose the other one to free agency, but the Packers don't like keeping three because that's another roster spot gone. Any insight or an inkling, at least from you, what you think they're going to do?
I wish I could give you some insight. This really is a tough decision facing the Packers, and it's like a coin flip at this point what they do. First of all, who will be the number two backup? Will it be Flynn or Tolzien? And regardless of that, would they keep both of them around just to have three quarterbacks, like you said? I know it was such a bad situation last year where the Packers had multiple injuries at quarterback, not just Aaron Rodgers, and they cycle five quarterbacks through the regular season. But I think you have to look at that as such a rare occurrence that, you know, I think you should only keep two on the regular season roster. Yeah, you probably carry a third on the practice squad just in case. But, ideally, in a perfect case scenario, your number three quarterback is never going to play it down the entire season. And 9 out of 10 seasons, he probably won't. So I think you go back to carrying two quarterbacks on the roster spot, but nothing would surprise me. Both Flynn and Tolzien have looked good.
Tight race, and we'll see how it shakes out. I think that's a decision that will be made towards the end of preseason. The Packers do have to make some decisions, though, after the weekend. Well, they got 90 guys right now, and they got to chop about 15, Brian?
Right about that. The roster is at 88 currently, so they only have to cut down 13 players then by Tuesday. It's going to be an important game for a lot of these guys fighting for roster spots. And I guess I should mention, too, with the NFL just expanded the practice squad this year to 10 players instead of 8, which it had been in previous seasons. So even some of these guys cut by Tuesday, even though they might not be around for the fourth preseason game, the Packers could still bring them back on the practice squad. The chances are only greater now that it's expanded. But, yeah, I mean, big night tonight for some of the guys on the roster bubble. Just off the top of my head, the tight end position is going to be under a lot of scrutiny tonight because Brandon Bostic is injured. He won't play. Colt Lierla just placed on injured reserve earlier this week. So those guys are fighting for some roster spots and going to see some extended time. Going to be an important night for guys like Jake Stoneburner, Ryan Taylor, kind of fighting for that third or fourth tight end spot on the roster.
It will be interesting to see how it all shakes out. And again, you can stay along with the coverage tonight. Get all the pregame right here, 5 o'clock on K107.1. The kickoff is set for 7 as the Packers host the Raiders. We're hosting Brian Caribou of CheeseheadTV.com. What do we expect from the team tonight? What do they want to work on? I know that no-huddle offense really impressed a lot of people against the Rams. You think we'll see more of that tonight, or are they going to keep it kind of vanilla?
I think as long as Aaron Rodgers is in the game, they're going to want to see that no-huddle offense and try it out, test it out. Maybe they're not going to do it every series or every play, but you can expect them to want to try some things while he's in the game. You know, if he's only going to be in their two series, why not, test it out and see how it goes. And you know, based on how things go, then they can make adjustments for the regular season. So I wouldn't doubt it at all if they have a no-huddle offense to start the game.
Brian Caraway is our Packers insider from CheeseheadTV.com. The Packers and the Raiders tonight, 5 o'clock the coverage, 7 the kickoff right here on K107.1. And 13 days from now, Brian, the season starts for real. Packers, Seattle, hard to believe.
Yeah, it's just not too long, 2 weeks away, kicking off the season in the annual NFL kickoff game on Thursday evening in Seattle. By virtue of the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl, they get to host the NFL's first game, national television. I think it's on NBC this year, so that'll be an exciting time for sure.
Cannot wait. Brian Caraway, we'll talk to you throughout the season. He's from CheeseheadTV.com. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.